There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
How'd you like to spend the summer on Fuckboy Island or F-Boy Island? Excuse me.
Why would you sing that? Because you just told me before we started this, you said, I don't think with everything going on, we're going to be able to do a theme song. And now, guess if I wasn't, not because it's too hard to do songs when we're not together, but if I wasn't there, we would do this song. Why would you sing that?
That's a terrible song called Christmas Island.
Why would you do that?
I don't know, because I just had it.
How'd you like to get syphilis on Fuckboy Island? Come on.
Something about palm trees swaying and fuckboys. Yeah.
You know what? Write it down.
We are reality gays. If you're new to us, we are two gays who talk about reality television.
Two dick lickers on microphones talking about...
Two cock smugglers. Yeah.
Y'all, this is Fuckboy Island, episode one.
Fuckboy Island, because
we are Fuckboy Island. Yeah, sorry.
Because we're so prudish, we can't even see something written out.
It's HBO Max, so I kind of wish they would have said Fuckboy, but I get it because they call it Fuckboy, y'all, because of Google searchability and SEO. It'd fuck them over if it was called Fuckboy Island.
That's true, but I kind of wish because like even the show on AMC that I really like, that I've been a big evangelist of, Kevin can go F**k himself. They even write it out. And the creator of the show said, I didn't want to say Kevin can go F himself. I wanted to say Kevin can go P himself, because that was powerful. Y'all watch that show. Annie Murphy is fantastic. And the show is dark as fuck, but it's amazing.
That's all I made. So, okay. Overall, y'all, transparency, we were...
Full disclosure.
We were doing an ad on our podcast, and HBO Max contacted us. We did stuff on our Instagram for them. That saying, though, we were
going to review this show anyway.
Because, y'all, if you haven't watched this show, I recommend going and watch it, because I've only seen the first episode so far. This episode we're just about to recap. But it's good.
It's good. And I
think it's going to be good.
It's good. I give it a solid. For the first episode for me is a solid B+, A-.
We talked about our new rating system.
What is it?
Four dicks is the most. You can get four dicks. Is it four or five dicks?
I'll give it a.
Let's do five dicks.
Okay.
I'd give it four dicks.
Yeah. Well, here's I'll talk about why. The premise is very elaborate.
It's a lot of workings.
Yeah, and I think it's going to take more than one episode for to see if that's successful or not, but I kept going, but what about? And every time something gets more and more complex, you kind of your question marks start happening. But let's talk about the show. This is the premise. If you have been living under a rock or have children and don't or Amish, the premise is three gorgeous women are on some tropical island resort. And Nikki Glaser, the comedian, is basically helping them, walking them through finding, meeting 24 men, 12 of them who are nice guys and 12 who are F-boys.
Yes. Self-proclaimed F-boys. So it's not like they're...
If there are people out there who don't know what an F-boy is, obviously a fuckboy, what is an F-boy to you?
Ronald. From 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, kind of, but a lot. Yeah, I can see that.
But Sinchin. Basically, if you watch 90 Day Fiancé, a lot of these things, when the Americans go around, as Poodle says, bang trips.
Yeah.
And they got a bang. But we call them fuck boys, or we do call them fuck boys. That's what we call them.
But
to me, a fuck boy is someone who, a lot of times you do meet them on vacation when you're traveling. But to me, a fuck boy is someone who... For me, it's different. I think a fuckboy is someone that I know what they want from me is just sex, and I'm okay with it.
That's not what they're doing here.
But I think for them, a fuckboy is a guy who just wants sex, but he's trying to trick the woman to get into her pants, basically.
Yes, and it is also men who are making very surface relationships. It's like I can more describe a fuckboy instead of telling you what he is. And y'all, this term's been around and bandied about, tons of articles on Jezebel and Medium and about what a fuckboy is. And it's basically a kind of a result of men not wanting to show vulnerability in culture and not being culturally recognizable to do it. So what happens is, a fuckboy is the kind of guy who will always text you at 11, you up, or I'm like, oh, wait, am I a fuckboy?
Well, I think
maybe I'm a male fuckboy.
I think that, though, may be more for gay male culture.
I'm quoting what an article that I read about women.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, because I do think that's something that we think of gay men as fuckboys, y'all –
That's just a gay guy.
I don't mean to tell you. Yeah, that's just a gay guy. So it's a little bit like this very much. This show is taking on, really, it's taking on this. It's taking on the way men have used women.
Yeah.
And played with, and really taking back this. I think this show, it kind of wants to take back the, so far it seems so. Take back the narrative of shows like The Bachelorette and things like that are so puritanical and so where these people and the contestants have to be pied. Like, I hope going into this, I hope these three ladies, I hope they fuck a couple of guys while they're on the show. Yeah. Why not?
Part of me hopes they leave with no one because that will tell you that they've learned more about themselves. I would love that.
Or what if Sarah says, you know what? I guess I was an F girl all along.
Oh!
So that's why I'm excited about this
show.
Yeah, I think she would. That's why we're excited about this show. Also, too, Nikki Glaser, if you don't know a lot about her comedy, she is that comedian who will totally take down patriarchal kind of bullshit in her comedy. And again, not in like the show is finding a good tone because the show could come off really like man-hatey. It doesn't at all.
No.
Because it definitely is celebratory of very beautiful men.
Right. Ooh. And I think also with fuckboys, we kind of get a little bit, the women are saying that's a guy who looks like he has two phones. That's a thing.
Yes.
You know, or a guy who like CJ says to Peter, I feel like you'd ruin my life. And we're going to talk about some fuckboys we see right out. And y'all, I'm going to refer to them as fuckboys, not F-boys, because I like to say fuck.
You like to do it. He likes to see it. He likes to be it.
I'm quite a professional,
yes. So anyway.
It is my area of expertise.
But it's saying something, though, for me as someone who used to do stand-up comedy. And like, I was once at a show that Nikki crashed. That was like one of the best sets I ever saw. it's saying something that this show has 24 of them, some of the most gorgeous men on reality TV I've ever seen.
Yeah, they're really hot.
And I'm still paying attention to the host making hilarious jokes. Like, that's saying something.
And they're not, I will say one thing for the casting. They're not like traditional dumb looking ones like Love Island has.
No.
These are sometimes, there are some of those, but they're interesting types. They've cast.
I think they did really well on casting.
I agree.
The whole show is pretty, like, you know how Bachelor or Bachelorette will play, like, every once in a while you'll get a song you've heard of because they decided to spend the rights on Taylor Swift's song or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's usually like totally like people you've never heard of.
Yeah, they've got Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa has songs in this.
The Whitney Houston's I Wanna Dance with How Will I Know
that was
the
already
main
licensed
song of the show. Do y'all know how expensive it is to license that song?
So let me just get into, I've talked about the premise.
That's a nerdy comment.
It is. Nikki basically starts off with saying, we as women have been forced to tolerate the unchecked male ego for far too long. So I'm like, okay, this is an interesting start.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're going to, that was a lot to start with. And I don't know if we meet these three single women later. I don't know if they are representatives of that. I have interesting thoughts about that.
Yeah, I don't know if they are. I know the show wants that.
The show wants that. Yeah.
Even the Instagram on the show talks about the douchebaggery of the guys. It calls them douchebags.
Yes.
So it really is trying to take on this note. So, and I mean, so we meet the guys first. They're coming off
the boat. Oh, to be on that boat.
Hey,
boys, I'll just be here when we get back.
Hi, Sailor. We're not going to go into all the guys, y'all, because there's 24 of them. But we'll mention a few that kind of stand out. First of all, there's Garrett, who's a big part of this show, some of these guys Garrett M. He's like, I'm a certified F-boy. He's claiming it.
Yep.
Some guys are not telling us, y'all.
No.
We don't know. Nikki doesn't even know. And we need to say, too, the whole premise is that if the F-boys end up with one of the ladies by the end of the show, they get $100,000.
It's not clear.
I think that, it's not
that,
clear. But
that is one of my problems.
There is $100,000 for love. It's not clear how they're going to get it, though. I agree with that.
So,
but there is money on the line.
Yeah. The stakes are there.
Hard.
Yeah. But I need to kind of know why. And it is kind of like the money seems like the slipperiest part of the slope for me, because does that mean that the nice guys are going to get it? Does that mean just the girls? And I'm sure they're going to change the rules as they go along. But the fact that they're not explaining any rules when it comes to the money bothers me.
Maybe. I guess, you know, because they're dropping three episodes at once.
Yeah.
So, and we haven't seen episode 2 and 3. Yeah, so maybe that's the point.
The rules are you drop all your stuff on the first episode. Those
but
are the
they're
rules.
Doing things differently this
I
episode.
I guess.
This.
So Garrett,
y'all cut to 4 episodes now. He's going to go, oh my God, they saved it and I loved it.
No, and I might. I very well might. I like for things to be explained on the first episode. So Nikki's cracking jokes when she meets the guys. I didn't know GNC sold jewelry.
When she said that, she sees the guys. She's like, oh, wow, I just started ovulating. Like,
it's good. It's good stuff.
And the guys laugh, but you can also tell that they're like,
what is that? What's the word mean?
Shit. Yeah. My favorite part is at one point she said she made a joke. And one of the guys says, oh, you just said, she was like, yeah, that was a joke that you just missed. Like, she reads them for.
It's pretty savage, and I'm here
like
for
that
it.
When she's done, she'll just say, well, I can't do anything else here. And she just leaves. She's a perfect host for this.
She is very irreverent, and I'm loving it. Nikki, if you're listening, come on our show. We wanna talk to you.
We'll talk about dicks.
We have three lovely ladies.
They're all gorgeous. We have Nakia's the first one.
Did you notice they're in primary colors? Their dresses
are they all
red and yellow?
Yeah, they usually do that kind of thing.
But it was so obvious. I was like, can we maybe not do this kindergarten style? So we remember which girl is which.
Only two gay men and one woman noticed that. So y'all.
Maybe.
But she's, so they come out and the guys are like, ooh and aw. Y'all, I mean, they're all three like, they're all three fucking knockouts in their minds.
They're all three influencers or something. CJ has like 500,000 followers.
Yeah, they all have a lot. So Nakia says, though, she said, I'm at a point in my life where I paid my dues. I made a lot of mistakes. But for the first time, I'm ready for love. So
and here we Sarah, go. Sarah is blonde and she's like, yeah, I'm here to find love, too. I'm at the point in my life. It's all saying the same things, y'all.
They do, but she's kind of like, I kind of love it again because Sarah says, you know, if you watch these shows, a lot of these dating shows are like, I'm here to find one true love. Sarah says, I'm here to find true love. And then she says,
if it exists,
I don't really know if I believe in it, but yeah. I'm open to it. Sarah's very much the, I think she's going to be very much
skeptic.
Yeah, the skeptic. Yeah. She's really interested in a smart, motivated y'all. She's
good luck.
yeah. And then y'all, there's last CJ.
However, I'm going to say this about Sarah right away. Girl doesn't read people very well.
No, oof. She doesn't read people very well, y'all. Oof. And CJ is the brunette, y'all. She's a woohoo girl. She's party
tall,
girl,
tan.
She
waves
like,
with both hands.
Yes,
tells you everything you need to know. Like, when you hi
and vocal fry, she has vocal
with
fry.
Hands. Just tons of vocal fry.
Tons of that, I love it. And so she walks out. Now, y'all, Nakia and Sarah all kind of like said hi to the guys and walked by them. CJ takes her time to like touch their arms, shake their hands. Yeah, she is
squeezing the Charmin.
And Garrett M, he was like, oh, she's bad. She's like a sex demon bad.
Sex y'all, demon.
And CJ says, she's like, I like fun,
silly guys. Dumb guys. You know,
dumb
guys. Guys are not too smart.
Dumb guys.
Like, you're in the right place.
Like,
you're in the right place.
Yeah, right place. Dumb guys who don't mind if I prank them and pretend that I got arrested.
I'm kind of here for her. I enjoy her.
Well, this is what I'm going to say about all, and I'm not saying this to suck up. They're all three different. They're all three not the typical, like, oh, my God, I'm ready for my chance at love. Because they all, maybe Nakia, but they all three are likable.
She's the most basic of them, I think. Yeah.
I think she's the most, she's the most kind of standard, the standard what we get for dating shows.
She is.
But at the same time, I think a lot of women are going to relate to her as everyday girl because she's not as bad as Sarah, but I don't think she has a good picker either.
No.
Ironically, no. Y'all, I think CJ, when I first saw CJ, I was like, is she dumb? And I was like, after watching this episode, I'm like, I think she's playing dumb because y'all, I think she's going to have probably the best instincts on the show.
Me too. I totally agree with that. Totally. I think I wrote that later on.
You know why? Because she's probably had a wild night and fucked a lot of guys in their cars.
I just want to also say
that's experience.
I feel like when I watch a show like this, I feel like Jane Goodall because
I agree.
I can watch the Bachelor. You can kind of understand dynamics, but when it's like straight male culture and them and walking, I'm like, is that what they do? Is that what they do?
I don't know.
What happens in that house?
Y'all, and none of the guys know, who's a fuckboy either. So no. Only the producers know.
So they are, we get the concept. We talk about the money, this kind of unspecified who can win money.
Yes.
And I like it when they are, who says, what do you really want? I think Nikki asked them.
Nikki says,
which
like,
is
what
interesting.
Do you really want? She's and yes, because what did she say? Go ahead. Sorry, what she asked.
No, I was going to say in a normal dating show, they just say we have people who are here to find love in that
this
kind of generic way. Nikki actually says, "What do you really want?
Do you want a relationship, or do you want an F boy?
Do you want an F boy? Now, I want to talk about this dialectic. I promise I won't be so pedantic later. But the too way bad. Okay. This kind of dialectic that they set it up is the nice guys, yes, they're stable, they're always there, but they're a little boring for women. I'm not saying this is what happens, but I'm saying that's the conventional wisdom that they are talking about.
No, the women are saying that.
Yes.
That they're saying that they want a guy who's like an exciting, charismatic man, like an F-boy, but with the heart of a nice guy.
Right. And it's interesting that they are broken.
Because F-boys are also cheaters. We should say that.
Yes.
The women do talk about their experience with the F-boys. Like, F-boys have literally slept with their friends
right.
and things like that when they were in a relationship. So, like, really terrible shit.
Right. F-boys are the most toxic, represent the most toxic kind of quadrant of male culture, pretty much. The kind of actually women-hating men who are just out there to bang as many girls as they can, not have emotional connections.
Well, and what I like about it so far is that, you know, Too Hot to Handle tries to kind of attack this without saying it, but it tries to take people that are all in it just for sex and try to, like, but it's this puritanical gross.
Right.
And I think this show's a more realistic and savvy way to do it.
I don't even think, and Bachelorette has tried to do this, but it's not really, because all the men you see, I'm sure we're watching Katie's season, but even you even see her become different people on the dates with these men. There is no, and it still feels like the men have the power sometimes.
It does feel like the men have the power. And
that's
I still
always
kind of
ways
want,
the Bachelorette.
This is the first, I know I'm late to the game, but this is the first season of Bachelorette I actually got into. And I really want, I'm just kind of like, they say Katie's sex positive, but then I'm like, well, if she's sex positive, then she's a fuck a couple of guys.
No, not until Fantasy Suites. That's how puritanical we are.
I know, but like, so I think this show, well, I hopefully change.
It's like what they did to Hannah Brown. Hannah Brown, who banged a guy in the windmill. That was all they talked about, and they slut shamed her. So this show has a different focus. It also doesn't take itself too seriously. And I liked it when she said, you know, do nice guys finish? Nikki said, do nice guys finish last? And do F boys always finish on our faces? I don't know if she wrote that line, but that's good. That is good.
I'm telling y'all, it's very, I'm already like, and I'm not saying this to like kiss ass or what I'm saying.
No.
She should, if this keeps going this way, she should get nominated for a hosting for Emmy. Like, it's so, because when have we seen this? When have we seen a host do this in a good way?
I agree, but the Emmys do not reward this kind of show.
Guess we're never getting an Emmy for podcasting.
We're not.
Thanks for bringing that down. Y'all,
we might get a Razzie.
We'll get a Razzie.
They do that.
Or just that someone put a bag of burning shit on our door. That's what we get. So y'all, CJ says they're an F boy. CJ says she's an F boy tamer. And she said, you know, she's the first one to say, I want a guy who seems like he's bad, but a genuine loving person. But he's hot.
It's a tough thing because they seem like they're combining only two aspects of men into one personality. And it is a simplification. That's another one of my problems with the show.
But it's also, y'all, it's also poodle. It's you. You want you go for bad guys.
I do. I want all these things.
Because y'all, poodles dated F-boys. Guys who like.
I have dated lots of F-boys.
Gone to prison. Guys who have like, he's the other person. The F-boys fucking around on their boyfriend with poodle.
We get it.
I mean,
we get it.
People that have taken him to Vegas at 3 a.m. and then he calls me at 5 a.m. and says, can you wire me money to get me home? Poodle has done this.
I miss him.
But you want someone. Woo. You want someone, though, with that heart.
That close to marrying him at 3 a.m.
y'all, the women get 3 bracelets. And if they get bracelets, and then that night there's a party, and the guys you know, they mingle with all the guys, but those guys get to be in the VIP
little and area. So this is interesting because there feels like a lot more power in the hands of the three women, and the guys are kind of jockeying for it.
And so
it's hot, and they're like hot. Going, sup, bro, sup. Y'all, I can't wait to like be in there with the girl.
I mean,
I wonder if things happen behind the scenes. A little mutual rubbing.
They will for us. Y'all, if a hot is like a 10 guy, I don't know if there's a guy on this show who's under an 8.
I agree. One guy feels like he's definitely I feel like I can tell who the nice guys are. Unfortunately.
We'll see.
I got a lot of experience because I know because my inner voice goes, it's not that cute.
Okay, so from now on, whenever we watch, before they do the elimination, write down who you think is nice or not, and then we'll see if we get it right. That's a good
game. I
agree. And again, that's
I will say I was right on both accounts I was right all three times in the last things.
Save it.
Okay.
So CJ picks three guys. She gives one to Jamie. Jamie's a really hot guy. He was in the suit. He's in a suit. She's like, he's suffering in the heat for me. And so then she picks Peter, who's cute as well. I mean, Peter, who she ends up having a very funny conversation with later. And then Casey, who's this cute
also
white guy.
Also CJ.
Yeah, he's like, I'm Casey Joseph. I'm also CJ. And she's like, aww. And so Sarah wants someone super ambitious. That's what she says. She picks Ryan, who kind of looks like a Sean Cody guy.
He does. Sean Cody, like 2009.
Yeah, there's a lot of Sean. All the
there's
white guys.
There's a lot of Sean Cody.
All the white guys on the show look like Sean Cody, which mentions that Sean Cody has a problem with diversity, which is why I don't really watch it anymore. But
Chris
is hot, but he's a Sean Cody guy.
Oh, my God.
Y'all, Sean Cody's gay porn. You're welcome. In case you didn't know.
If you go on the website, they're just like stacked up like cordwood,
not a human centipede like I thought it was called. That's something different. Don't Google it. So there's Ryan, handsome white. Then there's Colin, really cute black guy. And then there's Anthony. Again, I just wrote they're all really hot. So that's who Sarah picks. Now listen, y'all. Nakia, she picks Colin as well. And then, but it's kind of like fair game. Then we pick Israel, right?
Israel. Is that his name? Yeah.
Israel. We literally never see him the rest of the show.
No.
And then we see, and then she picks Greg.
Greg with the big beard, which we see him combing out.
So those are the guys that are going. So then Nikki says, the winner's staying in the villa. Oh, and that's when she says, and then the rest of you are staying across the way on the island, but in these rooms. And that's when one guy like says, oh, dude, I thought you were going to say the villa. And Nikki Glaser says, yeah, that was a joke. That's what was funny. Just kind of looks at him and I'm just...
You know, I am here for making fun of dumb douchebags. Oh, I am all for it.
Here for it.
Out of the 24, I'm going to tell you now, even some of the nice guys, there are probably 16 douchebags.
I agree with that. Yeah. There is maybe three men.
Yeah, it's
on
like
the show.
Two-thirds ratio. Yeah. Like douchebags can be intelligent. They're just douches. They have bad senses of humor. They don't have boundaries. I promise, inappropriate jokes.
Are we douches?
We're straddling the line, honestly.
But there's literally probably only three guys on the show who know what an IRA is.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
and they're
for sure.
The older ones who are probably going to get voted off first.
First, because I don't think any of these women want a daddy. So
and no one's older than 35. No one's older than 35.
So we're going to get to the party. But before that, I want to mention something I like about this show. So the guys go in their little rooms, and y'all... There's bunk beds. I mean, don't already men? And do you immediately start thinking about
yes.
when you had? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
When I see bunk beds, y'all, I'm just thinking about summer camp when I tried to peek out of the covers and look at other guys changing from the shower.
I just think about hearing someone whacking off below me.
You know, I heard that too. Wow. And do you remember just you're staring up in the bed with your eyes?
Someone's going to have problems with that.
And you just hear this. Sorry, I got a wink.
Y'all, if you went to an all girls camp, maybe there was some girls finger banging, but at an all boys camp, you heard it. You heard it at night.
You heard it at night, and then you'd be like, "Why do I smell bleach?
Why do I smell Clorox?"
And you knew.
And you knew. It wasn't because you cleaned urban up in there.
No, it wasn't Lysol.
They haven't cleaned that in months.
Wasn't Clorox.
So
it was close to Fabulosa. But
I will say there's one part where the ladies are saying.
I love this. So they go into their house and they see their house. It's very cute.
They're like, so let's talk about this, you guys. Let's talk each other. Let's tell each other what's going on. Let's share information so we can help each other.
Yeah. CJ, actually, this is what I love. What I love about this show is, and I hope this doesn't change, how many reality shows, dating shows, whether it's like, because y'all, like CJ to me looks like she should be on Selling Sunset. Like they all are that level of pretty. Totally. Did you see that Chrishell's? There's pictures of her.
Oh yes. I'm kind of into it. The only problem is he used to date Mary, so I'm a little worried about.
That's gonna be a problem.
Christine is gonna hate it.
Y'all, Poodle got me hooked on Selling Sunset, and I love
it's
that.
It's so good.
It's so good. We're gonna cover it when it comes back.
Oh, I can't wait to see aspiring drag queen Christine Quinn come back.
So. But yes, CJ. So, but what I love about him is that ultimately, CJ says, if we're not here for each other, like we're going to fail at this. And so I love it that these are the women not trying to take down other women, because women, especially that look like this, they get red. They probably, people think they're just bitchy.
The only other show that's similar to this, but when the women aren't competing with one another, but Temptation Island is like this. They're the four women of the couples. They're kind of living together with all the guys, but they're very supportive of one another. Mm-hmm. But I'm so glad to see the women aren't competing. There's a little bit when they both choose Colin, but I think,
at the same time, there's not. They literally, y'all, you know how they choose? They kind of do what we see guys do when guys pick chicks, quote unquote, they want to hit on.
Rock, paper, scissors,
and they're like, okay, sure, you can talk to him first.
I liked it when CJ was talking about, what do you see when you see a guy approaching you and he's not looking really good? Pterodactyl! So they've got that's going to pay off later, y'all. Pay attention.
Yeah.
And then they say, Nikki comes over and says, here's some extra wristbands for you if you want to meet people. Again, this is one episode in and we're breaking rules. Again, I'm a stickler about this shit, but it's because you live and die by the rules on these shows.
I think the show's going to mind fuck you and I'm here for it.
I am totally with you.
Interview the executive producer or creator of this.
Who did Love is Blind?
They're not going to talk to us.
Mm-mm.
But
no chance.
Maybe Kate Casey. Maybe they can get on her show. Barbara Walters.
She's a
reputable source. Yeah.
She might not talk about semen.
No. No. Probably. So Nikki, she comes in and she's like, "So how do you know? How do you know when a guy's lying to you?" And Nikki is like, "Well, I can tell." Y'all, I don't think she can.
She can't.
But
poor
I bless
thing
her. I
cannot
she,
tell.
But she's like, and I'm here to find a good guy. Like, and Nikki said, well, what do you, and she's like, well, what do you, you know, see or say when you don't want, and that's when CJ talks about pterodactyl. I love that when CJ said, I have a word pterodactyl, and Nikki goes, oh. And just kind of nodded her head because you could tell she's like, okay. So but Nikki leaves him and she says, look, I'm going to leave you to tonight, but remember, no one is who they say they are.
Where's the shade rattle?
That's so no one's who they say are. And on that note, we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the party at night.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
And we're back. You guys, we talked about a little bit about Garrett, not I think Garrett A or Garrett M, the blonde Garrett, who says...
Blonde, who I don't think is that cute, actually. He's like a 7 to me.
He is so gross.
He's just...
Oh, and he, y'all, of course, you know what he does for a living? A Bitcoin investor. I could have spun a douchebag wheel and it would have...
Like, douche.
Cannabis venture capitalist, Bitcoin... what is it? Gym, like a someone who owns a gym or something like that. Yeah. So he's, y'all, they're at the party and CJ's saying things like, y'all are super nice. That's really suspicious. And I kind of like her and I think she's on her guard. And Garrett, who the aforementioned king of the folk boys, Garrett, he's just pulling. He's already pulling Sarah and says, can I steal you for a second? Some girls watched some reality shows.
She is. But I just want to say, Garrett went up to CJ first. And he said, because this is important. And I'm surprised.
I didn't see this.
You're the most beautiful girl here. That's why I came up to you.
Yeah.
And CJ.
Well, wait, Sarah was his sloppy second.
Yeah, CJ totally could make him from the. She was like, And y'all, CJ is kind of like Poodle, where if somebody talks to me and I don't want to talk to them, I'm going to talk to them to be nice. CJ just literally acts like they're not there, like stone cold.
Just disinterested.
She completely. And so, because I love CJ, but I don't think she's confrontational.
I'm going to go get her a drink. I'm going to go get her a drink.
Yeah. So that's so. Garrett says, CJ wasn't giving me a lot, so here's Sarah. And that's when he goes up to Sarah.
He just flat out asks her for a bracelet, y'all. Y'all, the confidence. I wish for a tenth of the confidence of one of these fuckboys.
Here's the deal. Sarah just gave it to him. Because Garrett said, I don't wait at the door on the club ever. Ever.
Oh!
And Sarah just gives him this. And Sarah said in her, in the moment, she was like, he just made a lot of effort. You know, he came up to me and she's like, he came up to me. I was the first girl he got to know. And I went, bitch, he went up to CJ and you were second.
She's equating,
girl.
She's equating, assholery with confidence.
Like bravado.
Yes.
With confidence. And that's not.
No, that's not the case.
That's not the case at all.
Yeah. So I think you're right. Her and Nakia's pickers are going to be very interesting.
Y'all, and you're going to see when they go on a date. Like Garrett is a sneaky, sneaky snake.
Oh, he's pathological.
And y'all, it's two, by the way, some of you are already messaging me and asking, they're like, has Poodle used his gift about all the dicks on?
It's a little too early.
There's too many dicks for us to tell you who has the biggest dicks or not. Poodle's got to read their energy. Yeah. He's
got
to
sense much there. Things. It's just like a bunch of dicks hitting me in the face right now. I can't really suss out which ones are which.
He's just like a little southern boy swinging on a swing under a magnolia tree that's swinging with dicks all around him.
Or like a dick tree. You know, or like a dick car wash. You know, that's how you, like, it's just dicks hitting you in that face. That's what my consciousness feels like right now with dicks.
And you're like just in neutral. You're just not feeling yourself while you're getting ramrodded. And then suddenly you got to put it in drive and go home.
Yeah.
So give him some time.
I'll have verdicts for you. So basically, you guys, he of course she gives him a bracelet. And the interesting thing when he is talking to her, I don't know if you guys noticed this. He's just, this is such a elementary tactic, but it seems like women with straight men have such a low bar sometimes. Him just listening to her and repeating back things that she's saying is enough to say, oh, I feel like he really understood me.
Y'all, he didn't add to the conversation or actually ask. He just, you're right. He just repeated things back.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, I feel like he really gets me. And I'm like, no, honey.
Yeah.
This is not conversation. And that's going to, it's going to be a big change from when we talk about CJ's date. Very different person.
Very different. Where Garrett said, when you look at me, sometimes I can be intimidating. And I like to let them know I'm a safe person. That's how I get to them.
You know, and people like this should have
Garrett, I would have said F-boy straight off the bat, but I feel like he's a nice guy. And I went, oh, man.
You've been conditioned, honey.
Oh, man. Someone borrowed your car and he didn't return it, honey. And I have
to say. Hopefully she'll toughen up by the end of the season with what she thinks.
I have to say, I feel like, y'all, I've been Sarah. I was Sarah for a long time.
You really were. You really couldn't pick him.
Yeah, I think Poodle maybe started off as Nakia, and now he's a CJ, I'm going to be honest.
And you would say, well, I think they like him. And then at the end, I'm like, they're not into you. Get over it.
But no. Or, y'all, it's like, again, when I went home with that one guy and he brought his overnight bag the first time, and Poodle, when we were roommates, and Poodle literally made me put his toothbrush in his bag and shove him out of our house.
Yeah, that was bad.
He was
that
like,
was really
you
got to
get
bad.
Rid of him. I'm like, no, but he's nice. He was like, no. You got to get rid of him.
Flag on the play.
You know
flag
what?
Flag on the play.
She was right.
Yeah, I was right. Nakia is, she's based, oh, I know, sorry, let's talk about CJ.
CJ and Jamie, yeah.
And CJ and Jamie, they're like kind of talking, and she's like, yeah, blah, 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 you know.
Jamie's really cute. I think he's really cute.
And Jamie makes the mistake of, she's like, yeah, I can be dramatic sometimes, as long as I'm the only dramatic one. And he's like, what are you saying that? You're like a toxic person or something like that?
And
wrong
she's
thing
like,
to say.
Wrong, because CJ says, if someone matches me, my energy all the time, then we're both going to get arrested. I don't need that. So y'all, he's just toxic. And she was like, she says, what? Basically, CJ, I think got triggered by that because y'all, people tell CJ she's crazy all the time.
Yeah.
And
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
And I don't know. Poodle and I've talked about, we don't like to call women crazy because.
Yeah, she's super willful. Like she just kind of goes with what she's feeling at the very moment.
She's willful. Do I think willful. She's eccentric and probably thinks of some
woo-hoo
ideas? Yeah, I think she does.
She's my favorite lady on the show.
I think what the show is, see, she's like, I'm not crazy at all. Don't call me crazy. And she said that like, whoa. And so I think
A lot of people have called her a crazy bitch. Yeah.
That's what she's gotten her whole life.
Totally.
And whereas it's interesting because y'all, if you saw a man act like that, you'd be like, oh my gosh, he's just such a, you would say crazy, but like in a fun way. You say he's such a crazy wild guy. And it wouldn't be a badge.
No. But
shame.
With this whole thing with women who get hysterical, crazy, something must be wrong with them. They're only letting their emotions go with them. And yeah, there's a history of calling women crazy and literally institutionalizing them for all kinds of things.
Yeah, and I think that CJ is actually quite sensitive and quite emotional, but I think she is really scared to actually let that show. I think vulnerability is going to be the hardest thing for CJ on this show.
So Nakia is going is pulls Cameron, who she's already
Cameron,
talked to.
Yes.
And she's like, I'll go get you a drink.
Well, she has a flyer drink. So he gets a drink. Colin swoops in.
Slips in.
And then, y'all, Cameron comes back. Colin doesn't give him his seat.
Y'all, I'm saying this now, and I went back and forth about it. Colin's a fuckboy.
I think he's a fuckboy too.
No, ma'am. This is not just disrespecting bro code, if that's a thing. This is going like not completely ethically throwing out the window the principle of working with other people.
And it's interesting. Nakia says, I need a guy that applies pressure, and Colin's applying pressure. And to me, I'm like, a guy who's pressuring me is
the first sign
of a fuckboy.
Exactly.
Me, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, so.
Poor Nakia. Yeah. I think she's a little, her signals are a little.
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
It's CJ's turn to get a little one-on-one, and she chooses Peter. Poodle, how would you describe CJ?
Marie Curie with at the end.
I would describe, y'all, Peter is a, not Red Bull, but a walking rock star.
Oh, yeah.
You know those drinks?
Just smells like human growth hormone, too, because he's always trying to juice.
And a little bit of bleach.
Yeah, a little bit of that. Paco Rabanne.
Yes, exactly.
It's gross. Just the shirt alone, you know, has been picked up off a lot of floors
now,
besides his own.
It's true. He's very hot, and we both would sleep with
him.
Oh,
yeah. I'd totally fuck him.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So, y'all.
And she's gorgeous. She's just
unbelievably
her
gorgeous.
Her vocal fry is about to drive me absolutely nuts.
I'd say, y'all, you don't want her singing the national anthem. That's for sure. It's not going to be good.
You also don't want her as, let's say, your insurance adjuster. She's not going to be,
know how to tell you, but you have a problem with your deductible.
Yeah. What that? Is that a word?
Deductible.
Yeah.
So, y'all.
She may be playing dumb for the camera. I don't know.
I kind of think she is.
She's quite convincing at it, if so.
She's quite convincing. Yeah. But she says, so they're going to have one. Peter approaches CJ. They're going to sit in the little cabana. And Peter says, you know, he's like, well, you know. You know what, Poodle?
You know, it's time. We should do this as a theater.
It's
time for another episode of F-Boy Theater. And scene.
Yo, I'm excited, you know.
Yeah.
I know you said that I look like I would ruin your life, but look at the smile.
I meant
you
it.
Know?
That's a life ruiner smile.
It's a smile of somebody who was raised by a single mother, you know?
Oh, my God. That's hot.
What?
That's hot.
No one's ever said that. Oh, okay. Well,
yeah. Yeah, because like.
Okay, yeah. You were single mom.
Single,
brothers.
Single family incomes are hot. Hot that you make it work on a budget.
Okay, that's really just talking about people's economic
damage.
Okay, I'm an only child, you know.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I am too.
Oh,
are you Braddy?
No.
You're Braddy, right?
No, wait. High five, Braddy. High five.
I don't do fives.
Oh, okay. I'm not. You know,
low five.
I'm not Braddy, though. I'm not, you know.
Oh, good, because there's only one river number. I'm not really Braddy. I just say that. It's because Braddy. Well, I'm not really Braddy, I promise.
We're going next level. Next level, boo.
I'm all next level.
Wow.
All about next level.
Wow. So what, you know, made you all interested in me, like with you and me together?
Look at you. You're cute. You're like hot, and you've kind of got that like, yeah, I said you might destroy me, but at the same time, I mean, I'm up for new opportunities.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, like, hey, we would look good on a holiday card. You know, we could have babies.
Whoa. Babies. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm just, no, I said rabies. We could have rabies.
I don't want to have babies.
Yes. I'm an animal.
Okay.
Oh, you're foaming the mouth. I love foaming the mouth. I love animal diseases, too.
Okay, you got any hobbies? Like, do you do hobbies?
Tanning. I like tanning.
Okay.
What do you mean? I'm a little curious. Like, what do you like to do?
I love sleeping. Yeah.
Oh, my God, me too. Sleep. That's hot.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I love it.
Maybe we could be like bed buddies, you know, and I could have sex with you a lot.
Everything is in me is wanting to say yes, but I guess I should say, turn that though.
Whoa, that was just like Jurassic Park.
I just sprouted wings and I flew off.
Whoa. Wow.
Sarah, where are you? Y'all,
we must go back to Jurassic Park.
People don't do this on camera. They normally do this by the dark light of a club. Or maybe we just don't know what it's like to be this hot where we can just totally leave people.
I was embarrassed for them.
Oh, and then he
talked this way.
And then he goes and he sits in the corner and he looks just like, sadly, just that little fat gay boy on the playground in Oklahoma that nobody wants to play with.
I have a feeling this is hitting close to home.
Not familiar. Not familiar.
Y'all, Peter hasn't been rejected by a woman in a very long time.
Because Peter's hot.
He's really hot.
I'm not going to lie.
But you know, like, those are fuckboy things that he just was saying.
Oh, yes.
So the next thing is CJ pulls Casey aside. He's like, see, same name, CJ, Casey. And he shows him, she shows.
He has a tattoo
CJ.
Of CJ.
Yeah.
And y'all.
She's, you know, she sees that as a sign and she's written it in her journal.
Shallow, or did she make a joke about being shallow? I think she did this episode.
Yeah.
I don't think she is shallow, but I think she plays that up.
Oh, like she you don't know who she is until she feels like she can share herself with you.
Exactly. And so she literally is like, Casey's like, yeah, I have this tattoo. And she was like, oh my God. She's like, you have me on your body already.
I know it's the right person because who shares the same name as me? And anyway.
And see, Casey says, which is a good line, he says, I just want our first conversation to blossom. I want a first conversation to blossom from this conversation.
Yeah.
And basically, so the girls do a change. They come back in the swimsuits, and y'all, they're all getting in the pool. And they're having a pool time.
And Sarah pulls Paul aside and says, hey. And he's like, I got to tell you right now. I'm an if boy.
And she's like, what?
And he's like, I'm a bridge boy. Like, I move bridges for people. That my Paul kind of sounds like Bobcat Goldthwait.
By the way, y'all, I'm in Houston by a hospital. If you just heard a siren, don't pull over.
Oh, that is the first time we've said that in months.
We have it because Poodle moved new apartments. So don't pull over if you heard that.
I just got exhilarated by hearing that on the air.
Y'all, if you're new to the show, Poodle used to live in a ratchet apartment and he used to hurt the leaves.
It was just near a very big, busy street.
Well, you heard police sirens all the time, and people were pulling over on our podcast, if you're new to this show.
They were.
We had to let them know. That's basically it, I think, that night.
That's basically it. She's like, okay. Then Chris, who is hot, y'all.
Chris is really fucking hot.
Chris is my type. And Chris kind of looks like a Jax from Vanderpump Rules, who's a little thinner with less roid rage,
but he has the tattoos in all the right places.
Yeah, y'all, I would beg for it from Chris. Unfortunately,
and that's why he's an F boy,
and he's an F boy. We all are aware. If he is not an F boy, he is pretending. So Chris pulls CJ aside and says, you know, I just want to, she says, this is such an F-boy move. Stop wasting your time with all these guys, which sounds like a kind of a funny joke, but it's actually a command. Stop wasting your time with all these guys. And he's like, you know, Colin's an F-boy. He's already stirring the pot. He's like, I'm a puppet master. And
CJ's like, oh, what? And then,
oh my God. And so of course, all the girls together.
CJ's like, come here. And she's like, I just talked to Chris, and he said that Colin is an F-boy. And Nikki is like, I'm so surprised. What? No.
This was the guy who basically stole from another guy my VIP time.
He's not a nice guy. Shocker. So anyway, they go home after that. That's the deal. We're left with that. And then it's the next day. And so this is where they're going on dates. So, the girls are kind of talking at first. Nakia's like, I want to get to the bottom of Colin being an F-boy or not. And CJ says, you know, I love my girls. We have each other's backs, and I love it.
Yep. And she's going to go on a date with Casey.
She's going to go out with Casey. Nakia's going to go on a date with Colin. And Sarah's going to go on a date with
with King of the Garrett. Fuck Boys, with Garrett.
With literally, I mean, he could tattoo fuck boy on his
and she's like, effing
forehead.
Are you an F boy? So let's talk about Sarah and Garrett first. They're out on the yacht, which is the domain of the fuckboy.
I just wrote with a bunch of O's, poor Sarah.
Yeah. So Garrett basically says, my goal is to make her comfortable and then make her fall for me.
Yeah, if she has a connection, she will fall for me.
This and is then, hard to watch.
And we have it in the moment from a guy. I'm going to say his name wrong. Divigi. He's really hot. It's D-I-V-G-A-I. We haven't heard it said a lot, so I don't know his name.
No, Divige, maybe.
Divige, I think.
Yeah.
Even he is like, you
this
can tell
a
Garrett
grade
is
a
fuck boy. Like, from a mile away, you can tell. But Sarah's like, I want to learn more about him. And so they're on this yacht and Sarah's like, so I'm trying to do more social media work. And then I want to have my own brand.
He's like, you want to have your own brand? I could totally see you having your own brand.
Again, y'all, he's just repeating.
Just repeating things she says.
He just met her and he's saying, I could totally see you having your brand. And then Sarah says in the moment, she's like, you know, when you have that vibe and conversation, you're having conversations without even thinking about it. I'm like,
yeah, we're like,
yes,
now we're not even thinking about it.
He's just repeating what you're saying.
There's such a low bar for her.
I don't get F-boy vibes from him at all. And I just wrote, girl, 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 and girl.
I liked it when she said, when he was rubbing the sunscreen on me, he didn't sexually assault me. So
I'm like, who the fuck have you been dating, Jack the Ripper? Like, what the fuck, Sarah? Honey, we gotta get you around
Scott
some...
Peterson? What the fuck?
Jesus.
Who have you been seeing? Yeah, it is kind of, it's pretty awful. I think she needs help, y'all. I hope CJ will help her. I hope CJ will help Nakia as well.
I hope so too.
So...
Because she's,
go ahead.
Oh, go. You're talking about what Garrett said about his own life?
This is fucking sinister.
It's sinister, and it's brilliant.
And I was going to say, he could have completely made this up if he wanted to.
We don't know.
He says with a completely straight face, way too much oversharing. You guys, if someone is oversharing with you like this, they're trying to form this kind of weird, inappropriate emotional connection to you.
I used to think that was okay. And then the older I went,
no.
It's okay if somebody says a little bit. And yeah, on shows like these, they are open
huge
up more.
Huge boundaries.
But big oversharing on the first time you meet somebody is someone who's either codependent or someone who's wanting to fuck you over.
Yeah. And he says, I was adopted from Russia. So is my sister. My sister's deaf. It's so great to see her grow. It's almost like he got that from this is how to impress someone.
And then he said, but I do have a bit of abandonment issues. So, you know, I don't want to be hurt and left.
It's hard to open up. And she's like, oh my God, I can heal him.
Yes. F-boys make you have sympathy for them.
Yeah. It's so awful.
And he's like,
I opened up to her so I can have her really open her legs.
Y'all,
and then he high-fived the cameraman.
He literally said that, y'all. He literally said, open up her legs.
It's really awful. One thing I need to also say about this show that's different than other shows, like Too Hot to Handle, we get to see like these interstitials in between scenes, and it's all hot guys doing cheesy things. And I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it. Yeah. Y'all, this is, you will have to excuse yourself to an interior room.
Ooh, they're
during
hot.
This show.
They're really hot.
Can we talk about CJ and Casey's date?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I just wrote CJ saying like that Casey has his shirt off and she's like, she like basically says he looks wet and she's like, oh, I'm going to
really
get
wet.
We're all going to get wet. And she's like, what? And she pretends he doesn't say it. But Casey's like, Casey's like, you know, he's like, and she's gorgeous. And he's like, oh my God, she's so gorgeous. And so, because they're paddle boating, y'all. So they're paddle boating out into, I didn't say that. They're paddle boating out in the ocean. And they're
not
like.
Paddle boating, paddle board.
Paddle board.
Paddle boats like you do at a park. It's not when you feed the ducks. You paddle board.
That's what we did on the lake at Arbuckle.
Y'all
want to
go to paddle boat?
That's what we did at the
Y'all
lake.
Y'all want to get on the paddle boat?
At Arbuckle Wilderness, because that's where they would have the ducks.
It's and then co-ed.
They would have, they would, there was like a gate, but you could paddle board and look at the rhinos on the other side of the lake, but there
Is
was
there
a barrier, so the rhinos wouldn't kill you.
Anything more family friendly than paddle boating?
I don't know. I don't know. At Arbuckle Wilderness, they, I don't know if they're there anymore. I think they died.
Okay, moving on. So she's basically, they're going to go paddle boarding. And he's, you can see he's not putting on a lot of act. That's just him.
I think he's a nice guy.
He is. If he's a fuckboy, then he's a master.
He's a master.
Yeah. And here's the thing. She's like, CJ's got a good bullshit meter. And she even says, how do I know you're a good guy? And he said, well, I am a good guy, but I wasn't always a good guy. And she says, you know, at this point, I don't want to play games. I just wanted to, you know, find someone authentic. And it's a cute conversation. And there's this moment where he says everything just right. It's like, this is just pretty perfect. And she's like, kiss me. And I'm like,
she actually said, give me a kiss.
Oh, I just heard,
kiss me.
Yeah, that's what Poodle hears. Fuck my brains out. Jesus.
I would be CJ right here, y'all. If I was on that paddleboard with him, I'm like, give me your mouth.
And they do. It's beautiful. It's very romantic. And he kisses her. And CJ's like, I'm pretty impressed. He's right, definitely my favorite so far. And then the show cuts to water spraying up like spooge on rocks. That really I thought was pretty funny. Y'all, let's talk about Nakia and Colin. Oh,
do we have to? This was a mess.
This was a mess, y'all. Oh. But if it's messy to begin with, then it's not meant to be. And so, y'all, they're horseback riding. But they're going horseback or bareback.
Now,
Poodle, have you ever ridden bareback, Poodle?
I have.
I
literally took to it like a horse drinking water.
I meant riding a horse. Bareback.
Oh, that's no, I haven't.
Okay, yeah, Jesus.
But I will say it. I actually have ridden bareback. It is actually difficult to do.
He's never ridden a horse.
That's
I'm shocked.
Why when he jumps on that horse and does it, I was like, okay. And Nakia, they're kind of talking, really, they're really talking about nothing all. And Nakia's like, he's really opening up to me. I'm like, he's not saying anything, but repeating things back to you.
Yeah. I mean,
he also says,
he asked about her last relationship and she's like, well, my boyfriend slept with my girlfriend, my friend. So clearly, like, I don't mean this as a dig. I mean, Nakia's not good at judging people,
she
not even
has
her own friends.
Poor taste in boyfriends and friends.
And because I think she is trying to go with a good attitude because she says, I'm not looking for the perfect love story. I'm looking for a real love story. And I'm like, that's a good line. And we don't hear that a lot on these type of shows. But
Do you hear him ask? He said, "So, do you think I'm a fuck boy? Do you think I'm an f boy?" And he's like,
"I think you're attractive."
And he's like, "I've been judged by my appearance. Oh,
again,
what a burden!
What a burden!
What a burden you had to
burden.
Face!
That is so.
Oh, now, pretty privilege is hard.
Well, is he talking? Well, actually, I just thought about this. I took it that he was talking about being pretty. Was he talking about being black?"
No, I don't think so.
I don't think he was either. Because if he was, then yes, he has been judged on that. But I think that I just wanted to make sure.
She was talking about being an F boy. So yeah, it wasn't talking about being black.
That's what I thought too. Yeah. So yes, I rolled my eyes at that too. I was like, poor you. You're so gorgeous. You look like a movie star. Yeah.
And she tells him about the rumor that someone else has started that she heard. And then y'all,
he's like, I need to figure this out. This is only because I got two bands and the guys are jealous of me.
And y'all, this consumes him. He's more worried about this than he is Nakia at the moment.
Because he's an F-boy. And I said that.
I know.
I wrote that. If he was a nice guy, he wouldn't care.
Yeah. Or he would say, you know what? I don't care what they say about me. And I will say, he goes in. He's like, can I have a kiss? And not like CJ says, can I have a kiss? He says, and she says, not yet, because I don't know. Which was the only smart thing Nakia did on that day.
Yes.
And she's like, I think he might be a nice guy, but I don't know. And Colin immediately runs back. He's pissed. He thinks Garrett P. told them about all that.
So we need to say Garrett P. is not Garrett M. Garrett M. is the younger blonde douchebag. Garrett P. is
older firefighter from Seattle.
He's like an older firefighter. He's probably like in his 40s.
No, like 35, 36.
That's a hard 35.
He is. I agree. But he tried to, I think he's awkward. He tried
he's very
to
awkward.
Talk to CJ and kind of.
And CJ didn't even give him the time of day. Like,
and so
I don't love that she does that. She can make people feel small with the way she just brushes them off.
But it
seems she's not a very empathetic person, I don't think.
I will say, though, Colin is all about being adversarial with other men. It's much less about the woman than being king of the castle for him.
I bet he plays a lot of sports, and that's just a thing he loves to do.
So,
y'all, he's going to be the last to shoot in the jerk-off contest.
Yep. So he goes back
to
the...
Hold on. I'm in a place.
He goes back to the cottages and won't even talk to any of the guys. Finally, he goes to see Garrett P. and said, yeah, I was just, talking to blah, blah, blah. And did you tell? He's like, dude, I did not even talk to them. He thinks Garrett's lying.
He thinks he's lying to him. And he's like, well, someone's talking shit about me. And Garrett said, look at me. I didn't talk to CJ. He said, I will not sabotage you. I will literally let you do that for yourself.
Yeah.
And Chris says, my plan worked. Ugh. And Garrett was like, I see you look at me like I'm a threat. And CJ and Colin's like, no, I'm not. And he's like, I know you're 10 years younger, but you should be intimidated by somebody like me. And Colin, they keep talking and Garrett, they go to leave and Garrett says, hey, let's just shake it out. And Colin won't shake his hand.
Y'all, this is, number one, this is red flag behavior. Yeah. If the women saw this, they would immediately, he's not long for this show.
No, he's not.
He's also an F-boy, we've talked about. So we're to elimination ceremony time.
Yes, and the girls are getting ready for elimination. And so...
And they're like, I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
Especially Nakia and Sarah. CJ's like, I know who I'm going to eliminate.
Yeah, CJ's like, I know. And so they're basically talking. And so let's just get to it. Nikki shows up. She's like, how are you doing? It's only been a couple of days, but a lot's happened. And she's like, F-boys, have you managed your nice boy ways? And nice guys, are you still safe and boring?
Yeah. Like, again, this binary pisses me off about this show.
I know that reality TV is all about binaries.
I know.
Complex.
I don't like
it. And she even makes a joke. She's like, because she said, are you nice and boring? And do you still love your, are you looking for a woman
and
like
Cameron's
your mother?
Like, I love my mother.
Cameron is hot.
He is. That's exactly your type.
He is my type. He's like, I love my mama. So Nikki says, I need y'all to nominate your bottom two guys. Sarah nominates Andrew and Paul.
CJ nominates Jamie, who said she was toxic, and Peter, who basically said they'd be sleep buddies.
And Nakia nominates Garrett P., the firefighter, and Colin.
Ooh.
So the six, they come and stand in, and I love that Nikki says, come up to the front so we can judge you more harshly.
So they
he's so good on this show.
They basically tell all their reasons, you guys. They already know who they're going to pick. And however, I need to say that Garrett, they say, Garrett, you come on very strong. He's like, I've written you a poem.
Before we get to Garrett's point, I just want to say, CJ said, Jamie, I chose you first because I thought we would look good together. And then you labeled me as toxic. But again, CJ did a good thing with Peter. She said, Peter, I knew you were trouble, but you were saying you were love bombing me.
And right, you were love bombing me.
Again, y'all, yeah. She's seeing patterns. The others are not.
The other two are just, yeah.
Yeah. So y'all, Garrett has hardly talked to Nakia at all.
Yeah.
Like, has he talked to her at all?
No, and writes her this poem. I'm not going to, I will spare you the actual text of it.
Y'all, the women's faces,
Nikki Glaser is like, and y'all, CJ's laughing behind her hand.
CJ is, because it's vulnerable and it's personal, it's not, it's super fake, but it's also him trying
to. Bad poetry,
but CJ can't handle, she can't handle realness. It takes her a lot. She's got to be very safe with somebody. So she's laughing. And so
at the end, he says, Garrett Powers.
That was my favorite part. He says a poet, and y'all, the poem, Poodle, do you remember the poem?
No.
It was like, I look in your face, and I know we're in a place where.
Don't know much, but I know I love you.
Love you.
And that may be all I need.
No, he didn't even get it right.
To know.
And that may be what would be awesome for us. Like, it just made no
Garrett
sense.
Garrett Powers.
Y'all get ready. We're going to say.
When he said his name, I about lost
Garrett
it.
Garrett Powers.
We're going to say that all season. Every time we say Garrett Powers, if you're not driving, take a drink.
Garrett Powers. And I liked it. The next thing, he's like, Nikki says, Nikia, please tell Colin in the form of a poem why you want to. You choose him.
Y'all, you know she just made that up on the spot.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I died.
And y'all, and Colin is in the moment, he's much more upset about the disrespect of another guest than he is about Nakia.
He is.
Not nominating him. Here's the thing, you guys. Here's the three they say. Andrew. Sarah says it's Andrew.
CJ tells Peter, bye.
Nakia says Garrett P., who wrote the poem. And guess what? Andrew and Garrett were both nice guys. So they're down two. It's only 10.
Now, I will say, I thought Garrett was a fuckboy. I
thought
Andrew was a nice guy and Peter was a fuckboy. So
me
too. You got two right. Which one
I got,
did you get
no,
wrong?
I got all three of them right.
Oh, you changed that. Earlier you said two.
Oh, I said I got the two nice guys right. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But no, I knew Peter.
You're
knew
not
Peter
lying,
was a
are
boy.
You, Poodle? If we do this, we've got to be honest because you like to get it perfect. We don't have to
I
be
knew,
perfect.
I knew Peter. I wasn't even counting. I knew Peter was a fuckboy from the jump.
Garrett, I thought was a fuckboy because he had
awkward.
Awkward. Yeah.
No, he's fuckboys aren't awkward. Fuckboys are smooth.
And so Nikki says, you're safe. That doesn't, she says to the rest of the guys, you're safe. But that doesn't mean a lot because there's 18 guys here that are better than you.
I liked them. So she basically tells them, nice guy, nice try. And then they go off to something called a nice guy villa, which we're going to see.
They get taken away in like a limousine.
Like an Escalade, stretch Escalade or something.
Yes. And so the nice guys go off. I didn't see that part. Is that on episode 2?
Yeah.
Oh, so they go to a nice guy villa.
I posted
we're
it
see.
On our Instagram.
Oh,
the nice guy villa. It's basically a secret scene where Garrett is feeding Andrew grapes.
Is he really?
Yeah, that was why I say it's basically a secret scene.
Oh my god! And y'all, and then Nikki says, "And f boys, f bye," and then she just goes, "Beat it."
I think they're missing an opportunity. F boy, F off.
That's what I would have said too.
I mean, not to, sorry, Nikki. I'm sure you were given that by, because F boy, F bye. But F bye makes no sense.
Yeah, they should have said fuck boy, fuck off.
I'm not a producer, so
no.
Take that with a grain of salt.
But I did enjoy Beat It. I just enjoyed Beat It. So, y'all, and it's so funny because literally the F-boys have to walk down the street to a bus stop. And then this thing called an F-bus, which is just a janky child molester van, pulls up and picks them up. But we saw this episode, it takes
to looks like Fort Sumter with lots of like wood.
Yes, it does look like Fort
Sumter. Open gates. And he goes, "What is this place?" And it says Limbro on it. I got to give them credit for branding here.
Oh,
well done.
Well fucking done. So y'all, there's a twist.
Peter goes to Limbro.
Again, it's like they're abandoning a lot of the rules of these shows quickly, and I am here for it.
But I like this because this is interesting, but I still feel like I will say the biggest issue I have besides the rules, I feel like the show episodes are too long. Like these are full hours. And I'm so used to 41 to 42 minutes of an hour show.
Yeah.
Of a reality show. And I think if they cut it down, we wouldn't be so exhausted.
I think it's just because they have not one person dating, they have three. So they have to show a lot of moments.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like it was long, but I get it.
I'm just used to a 42-minute kind of thing. Yeah.
You know what? Just pause it and fix another drink, whore. There you go.
Sounds good. Y'all, that's F-Boy Island.
Y'all, that's the F-Show. There you go.
Oh, I know what our sign-off's going to be.
Well, wait for it. Y'all, you can go to realitygazepodcast.com to find all of our other shows. We're known for covering 90 Day Fiancé if you're new to us, but we also are covering Below Deck, which is a fantastic season.
You're welcome.
Below Deck Mediterranean. So we're covering that. We also, if you like this kind of thing, we have a whole on our Patreon, a $5 tier. We have Love is Blind. We're going to be talking about Love is Blind After the Altar, the new special that dropped the day before this, 3 episodes.
We had Too Hot to Handle last month.
Yeah. So we've got all of that. I think we even have old episodes. We did a couple of Love Island. So it's all there for your pleasure. You can find us. Also, we made a meme already of F-Boy Island on Reality at Instagram at Reality Gaze
Podcast.
Check it out. Y'all, we appreciate you so much. And Poodles, take it away. This better be good.
And if you're in the Los Angeles area and you're an F-Boy, come F me.
Oh, yes. Come F me. Good job, Poodle. Come F me.